It gets more difficult to wake them up in the morning to get ready for school. At least one particular child has a trouble with this. It used to be where maybe you could just pull the blankets off and they'd wake up and they'd be fine and you'd get going for school. Or maybe you would turn on a lamp, but it's getting harder and harder. So I've just resorted to, as I walk by the room in the morning, I just turn on the lights. Turn them on. I got some brand new LED lights in there. I think if you're in them too long, you're supposed to have some SPF, 15 sunblock on. They're really bright. And when I wake this particular child up and turn on the lights, it's almost like a vampire cowering from the sun. You don't know at that point if he's going to get up or if he's going to just turn to ash and be no longer. Our gospel lesson this morning and our Old Testament lesson both, again, have this theme of darkness and light to them. And it is an important theme, one we see throughout Scripture, especially as we get later on in the year when we get some more passages from the book of John. And in verse 16 of Matthew 4, we have this in particular, and we should remember this, it's often a Christmas passage too. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region in shadow of death, light has dawned. And of course, we understand that the light of the world is, in fact, Jesus Christ. He is the one who has come into the darkness. But the world is full of darkness. There are people all over in our country, our community, in our church, throughout the world, who continue to live in darkness. And for the most part, those who are in darkness don't even know that they are. What does living in darkness look like? Who is living in darkness? Sometimes it's hard to find. Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it's the person who's living in darkness is like that science experiment we've all heard about but nobody's ever tried, where if you put a frog into a pot of boiling water, it knows it's in boiling water, it knows it's in peril, and so it jumps out right away. But if you put a frog in just to a normal pot of water, and then you slowly turn up the heat, even up to boiling, it will never realize that it's in boiling water if you do it gradually. Sometimes living in darkness is like that. We don't even know that we're there. We've been in it so long and it's been accumulating into our lives that it just gets worse and worse and worse. Those who live in darkness, frankly, do not know the Lord. And because they do not know the Lord, they do not know Jesus, and they do not know forgiveness of sin. In fact, they might not even realize that there is a thing called sin. We see this in our world on the news every day, this utter absence of the acknowledgement that there are things that are wrong in our lives. Those who are in darkness are lost. They don't know where they are. Every year when I worked at Bible camp, the first week of camp was our training time for our camp counselors. And as a way of getting to know each other and getting to know how we got to where we are, every night at camp during staff training, we would have a testimony night. And the idea was that everybody would share something about their lives as to what God has done in their lives. And for some people, these testimonies were quite dramatic. For others, not so much. But they all had a common theme to them. That at one point, the people, my staff, were living in darkness. For some of them, like I said, that darkness was very dramatic. It included some real deep, terrible times where they were struggling with maybe drugs and identity. They were in unfulfilling and perhaps abusive relationships. They were maybe even sexually abused or terribly sexually active, and very dark times. For others, it wasn't as dramatic. It was that they had an obsession with things like sports, and they at one point realized that there was something in their lives that they treated as though it was God-like, but it wasn't God-like, and they pursue these things. And all of them come to a point where they realize that they are in darkness. And the way they realize that is because at some point, somebody came alongside this staff member of mine in their lives and said, "Will you go to church with me? Will you come to Bible study with me? Or, hey, can I pray for you?" Or quite simply, they would say, "Can I tell you about a guy named Jesus?" It was the common theme in every staff member I've ever had work under me, and there has been a lot. At one point, they were in darkness, and then they met Jesus Christ, and Christ brought them into the light. Some of them had testimonies that included them growing up in the church, and to a point where it's almost as though they were always in the light. But even they had times where they also shared where they flirted with the darkness. Each of us is in a different stage of life, right? Each of us has come to a different point to be where we are sitting here today. Some of us have had those dramatic moments where Christ has come into our lives and now here we are and we are coming before Him in worship. Some of us have had some real deep, dark, terrible moments in our history. Some of us have grown up in the church and have always been here, but we still have times where we flirt with the darkness. But you and I and my camp staff were all there for the same reason, that Jesus Christ has called us out of darkness and into His marvelous light. Christ has called us out of darkness. We see this in the gospel, and it's a dramatic thing, and it is a thing that belongs only to the power of Jesus to pull us out of darkness. Jesus comes and He starts proclaiming a message. These are His first words in the Gospel of Matthew. "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has drawn near." It's like He's going around to a bunch of bedrooms and He's flipping on a light switch and people are struggling under the weight of a fresh new light. And they realize that they were in darkness. But do they get out of bed or do they cover themselves up? And as Jesus is proclaiming this message, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near," He walks by a sea where there's some fishermen, and He looks at them and He says to them, "Follow Me." Now in Matthew's gospel, we don't get any explanation as to why these men left their nets, left their boats, in some one case left their father sitting in the boat with their nets, and just start following Jesus. And we want to have an explanation as for what they possibly could have seen that would bring them to this. But it's not there, and it's not there intentionally. It's not there because the power of repentance and the power of coming into the light does not belong in the human individual. It belongs in Jesus Christ, who has called these men and who now calls you out of darkness into His light. And may we be people of faith who, in hearing the word repent, need know that, yeah, that's me. I need to turn from my sin and turn to Jesus. Who, in hearing the words of Jesus to follow Me, can hear it with ears of faith and know, yes, this is the man I belong to. This is the one who is my God. It is He and no other who was crucified for me. It is He and no other into whose name I am baptized and am called child of God. It is He and no other through whom I have the forgiveness of sin and entrance into God's kingdom, a place where I now belong through this man, Jesus Christ. And so we hear the words of Christ today, who has come into our land of darkness and has shown you a great light, who has come into this region of the shadow of death and has dawned like the Son of Righteousness that He is. And we hear with the words of faith, follow me, for I will make you fish for people. I will make you my own disciple, one who follows me, one who is like me, and will go out and proclaim this message into a world that remains yet in darkness. Hear the words of the Lord, for they are for you. Let us pray. O gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the call you have put on our lives to come out of darkness and into your light. Help us, O Lord, to hear these words with words of faith, to wake each morning into the promises of our baptism in which you have called us to be your child and to repent of our sin. Help us, O Lord, when we are tempted to flirt with those things that are part of darkness and to remain in your light. Strengthen us for this. We pray this in your name. Amen.